Thanks, Josh. All right, so we'll ask Brother Jason to come forward and give us his intro for Moses.
All right, good evening, everyone. Was this set up for me?
No. Okay,
all right. Good. Well, it's good to see you all. How are you doing tonight? Are you feeling excited? Yeah? Good. I'm glad, because you should be. So, yeah. We are talking this week about Moses. Now, I'm here to give you just a little bit of an intro, which is interesting because you kind of already do have an intro in that you completed, 110 pages or so? That was good. Yeah, very nice. So you've had that intro, and what I would like you to do to kind of introduce us to Moses here at the camp is you get to turn to your neighbor and, ready for this, listen carefully. To begin, there's two things to do. I want you to share with them something that you found helpful or interesting from the workbook and a question that you have about Moses. Okay? So something helpful or interesting from the workbook and a question that you have about Moses, and I will give you 1 minute to do so. Do you think you can do it? All right. Ready? Go. Okay, 10. All right, your time is up. So, time is up. Now, what were some of the things that you found? Anything extremely helpful, exciting that you found in the workbook? That any points that really struck you? It's okay. I didn't write the workbook, so you won't make me sad. Yeah.
Well, the different stages that Moses had to go through, especially in Midian, where he had to learn.
Yes. Yes, that is a very interesting one. So the stages that Moses had to go through in his life? Yep. Anything else particularly profound or something that you had not noticed before? Yeah, Chelsea?
For me, going on tree course, I'm kind of nervous about what it's going through, not knowing what to say, but God told Moses all the verses
about each way to say. Ah. Yes, this is a very apt study for Truth Core, isn't it? So that's good. Yeah, very nice. Anything else? Yeah, Brandon?
This was mine, but I just thought of it. His role as a prophet kind of like what Sammy kind of overlooked that he was, a prophet.
Yeah, that's interesting. We don't often think about Moses as a prophet. Yeah, but he was, so that's an interesting thing to think about. What about any questions you have? Yeah. Ooh, isn't that one interesting? So I like your question, basically. That's, yeah. What was Moses' spiritual state in Midian, right? What was going on there? Okay? And kind of, this is another one. What was the purpose of going to Midian? Tim kind of touched on that a little bit. But it's helpful, I think, to really think about that and recognize that similar things happen in our lives. Any other questions? Yeah, Michaela? Yeah, so what does that mean? What's it all about with Miriam being a prophetess? There's a lot of interesting things to think about when it comes to Moses, right? I mean, he really occupies a large portion of our Bible. And the law then goes on to really take up a lot of the context in the New Testament too. So Moses is a huge character, and what we are going to do this week is we're going to approach him with three principles in mind. So you will, a lot of you I think will recall these three principles. The first one is that Scripture gives details. So there are a lot of details, right? And some of them have come up in some of the questions that you have. There's things like the bush was on fire and yet it was not consumed. Why is that all that important to know, right? So Scripture gives those kind of it gives little things like that. Or one that we talked about last week was Saul sat beneath a pomegranate tree. Why do you need to know that? Right? So there's stuff like that in Scripture that comes up where you have just seemingly random little details. So the first principle is acknowledge that these details exist, right? The second one is, when you see them, you don't just say, oh, wow, that's interesting, and it doesn't matter at all, right? You don't say that. You look at it, and you say, wow, that's there for a reason. Therefore, why is it there? Ah, nah, that was what you were waiting for. Yes, so why is it there? You got to ask why. So that's our second one. The third, oh, I have a quote to share with you about this. It's one of my favorite quotes ever. That's not a biblical quote, and it's from John Thomas. He wrote it, I think, in 1859. So this is pretty good. It's reached the point of being of old age, so that means it's good. So here's what it says. He says, investigate everything you believe. If it is truth, it cannot be injured thereby. Isn't that a cool way to say that? If it is error, the sooner it is corrected, the better. So he basically says, ask why about everything, right? If you have your set of beliefs, right? Ask why you believe it. Ask what Scripture proves it. Why are these things in Scripture? Everything you believe, ask why about it, right? And then he goes on and he says, never be afraid of the results to which you may be driven by your investigations, as that will inevitably bias your mind and disqualify you to arrive at ultimate truth. So that's what he said, right? And this is where we came from as Christadelphians, right? Somebody sitting down and asking, why do we believe this? And he went through Scripture and said, wow, the reasons aren't very good. And so he came to what we believe is the truth because of that. So we are going to follow in those footsteps and ask why this week about a lot of different things. Now, the final one is look for the Lord Jesus in everything, right? Christ is all over the pages of Scripture. We are going to look for him. And that was something you probably noticed specifically that comes up a lot in your workbook is Moses as a type of Christ. So we're going to see that very often. All right, so those are our principles. Let's see. The final thing that I wanted to talk to you about was, I think, one of the overarching major reasons to study Moses. And that is that Moses was the meekest man on earth. Anybody know where that shows up? Meekest man on earth is from Numbers. Numbers is right. 12, verse 1, 2, 3. Yeah, good guess. It's 3. So there you go. Yeah, Numbers 12, 3. Moses was the meekest man on earth, right? Now, can you imagine being described that way? The most humble person on earth, right? That is an amazing thing that was written about him. Now, if you had to then rate meekness or rate humility, we're going to use those as synonyms. If you had to rate meekness or humility in terms of importance, right? So 10 being really important, 1 being not very important. What rating would you give humility? 10? I hear 10s being whispered around. Yeah, I mean, think about this. Come over, open up your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 15, and look at this. Proverbs 15 says, verse 33. Proverbs 15:33 says, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. Here it is. And before honor is humility. Therefore, if you want honor, you must have humility. You cannot have one without the other. And humility must come first. Now, Peter actually picks that up in 1 Peter chapter 5. You might remember he says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. If you do not have humility, no exaltation, right? There will not be any honor. So essentially, I mean, you boil that down to what that's saying. That means if you want to see the kingdom of God, you have to have humility. So we talk a lot about our first principles, right? About, you know, and Truth Corps, you guys will be all over these, right? You're going to be going around talking to people about all of our first principles, the things that you have to know in order to be in the kingdom. Well, welcome to the first principle of action. That is humility. If you want to see the kingdom of God, you must be humble. And so I think the major reason for studying Moses is if you want an example of how to be humble and thereby see the kingdom of God, look at Moses. So that is what we are going to be focusing on. We're going to do 5 classes together, aside from the exhortation, and each of those classes is going to look at an aspect of humility. How do we bring humility into our lives? You know, because often we think it's like, you know, somebody comes up to you and they're like, wow, you're really good at this. And you say, oh, no, I'm terrible, right? That's not humility. So we got to learn what humility really is. So we're going to talk about that, and we're going to see from Moses' his example what it really means. So I hope you're ready.